CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Several people are injured after someone opened fire in southeastern Kentucky along Interstate 75. Reporter Kelsey Soto is on the scene.
Several mile stretch here that is completely shut down. Parts of the northbound lanes were also shut down. Very active scene still. We know multiple agencies have responded to this. We have seen Rockcastle County out here. We know the KSP has sent some of their armored vehicles. Lexington police also sharing resources like their helicopter. This is taking a lot of resources and a lot of energy and effort out here.
A local mayor says seven people are injured. With the election 2 months away, Democratic and Republican presidential nominees Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will debate Tuesday night. But first, CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
A break from intense debate prep in Pittsburgh. Vice President Harris met with voters at a small business. Yes, come here. Harris is working with a close team of advisors to practice for the debate against former President Trump. The vice president was asked what she wants to get across.
Time to turn the page on the divisiveness.
Rallying in another battleground state.
59 days from now, we are going to win Wisconsin.
Trump had a different message about the debate.
We're run by stupid people.
Trump campaigning in Wisconsin. The 14-year-old suspect in the Appalachian High School shooting remains behind bars. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Winder, Georgia with the latest.
The grandfather of accused shooter Colt Gray is dealing with conflicting emotions.
He killed people, and he's my grandson, and it breaks my damn heart.
The 14-year-old, who has not yet entered a plea, was charged Friday with involuntary manslaughter and second-degree murder. CBS News has learned of a text message between the suspect and his mother, Marcy Gray, on the morning of the mass shooting.
Saying, "I'm sorry, mother." And then we heard on the news of the shooting.
Two students and two teachers were killed. Gray's father is also charged for allowing his son to possess a gun. Another mass demonstration in Israel. CBS's Linda Gradstein reports.
Thousands of Israelis demonstrated in Tel Aviv in support of a hostage deal in the largest demonstration since the war began 11 months ago. The rally, along with other demonstrations around Israel, comes after Israel recovered the bodies of six hostages who Hamas executed just hours before Israeli soldiers reached them. There are still 101 hostages in Gaza, although at least 34 of them are dead.
The family of an American woman shot and killed in the West Bank are demanding an investigation. She died during a protest. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A popular hotel heiress is singing again.
She's back after 18 years. Paris Hilton just dropped a new album called Infinite Icon with a star-studded lineup of producers, including Megan Thee Stallion. Stars Are Blind from her self-titled 2006 album spent 12 weeks on Billboard's Hot 100 and peaked at number 18. Hilton says she feels like a pop star all the time, and she wants this album to be about empowering women. The endless list of projects she's doing right now include a memoir, documentary, and a soon-to-come reboot of The Simple Life called Paris and Nicole, The Encore. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The movie The Room Next Door won the Venice Film Festival's Golden Lion Award Saturday. The film stars Julianne Moore and Tilda Swinton. Nicole Kidman won the Best Actress Award for her portrayal of a CEO in the film Baby Girl. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. More sunshine for Monday and Tuesday, high temperatures around 80. Up to the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Currently 49 degrees.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo the will
of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Thank you. baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. Does a hanky panky? Yeah, my baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky.
Let's knock him dead one time. Let's go.
Baby, when ever some sweet talking girl comes.
to how I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. Special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. You know what's near and dear to my heart? The lotto. Oh, I love me some scratch-offs. I buy them and put them in everybody's stocking at Christmas. But, and this is a big one, I also know that buying lotto tickets is mathematically and financially what my grandpa would have called a waste of money. The internet is full of hilarious ways to show how bad our chances of winning are. Like that we are 20,000 times more likely to be struck by lightning than to win the Powerball. So, if your goal is to have more money in the future and you enjoy the occasional scratch-off, recognize that the lotto is a little bit of hope and fun and not much more than that. I spend 10 or 20 bucks on it every year and I enjoy those moments to the max. When I'm done, I go back to being smart about my money, which I'm here to help you do too. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows, too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. And This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. Cause the players tried to take the field. The marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye bye, Miss America. Yeah. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my
trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat small.
The good vibrations and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California.